Welcome to the Pregnancy After Loss podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Henry. This podcast is a place for parents to share their stories of pregnancy after loss in hopes to help themselves and others heal and find a supportive community along the way. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Pregnancy After Loss Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the show to help reach other listeners like you. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different of a format. I am doing a bonus episode today because today is Mother's Day. For anybody who's listening and has experienced a loss themselves, I'm sure you already know and already understand that Mother's Day can be a pretty bittersweet, sometimes even pretty painful day after you've been through a loss. Even when you have children here on Earth's side to be thankful for, it's sad and it's heartbreaking to remember the child that should be here, whether that be a child that you never got to meet here on Earth's side or a child that you had, a child that you gave birth to, a child that you adopted, a child that you had here and were able to hold and love, no matter who and how you had that child. If you lost a child, Mother's Day can suck. Let's just be real. It can suck. It's bittersweet. It's painful. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. So I just wanted to do a little different episode today, just to talk about that and to just be open and honest about it, because I know that other people have to be able to relate to this. Last year, we found out about our miscarriage on May 5th, and Mother's Day was just a few days after our loss. I was still healing from a DNC, so on top of just like feeling like crap, I had the unfortunate reminder that I should be a mother to two. I should, you know, people should be congratulating me and wishing me a happy Mother's Day, not just for my son who is here with me, but for the child that I should be carrying. And I remember just last year thinking, you know, I should be happy today, but I'm really just not. I'm like mad and I'm sad and I'm angry and I feel guilty that I'm angry because I do have this amazing son who I can look at and I can touch, and a lot of people don't have that. But it didn't negate the feelings that I was feeling. And now fast forward another year ahead, I am fortunate enough to be pregnant again. Hence the reason you're listening to the Pregnancy After Loss podcast to begin with. But it's still kind of bittersweet because here Mother's Day is approaching, and it's hard to not think about the fact that I should have two kids here in my arms that I can hold, and I don't. And even though I am very, very blessed, and I know that I am extremely blessed and fortunate to have gotten pregnant again after a loss, because I know that other people are trying and I know that other people wish they were in my shoes, it's okay that I feel sad. And it's okay that it's bittersweet, even though I'm pregnant again. So if you're listening today, this episode is short. You're not going to have to listen long. In fact, it's going to be wrapping up soon. I just wanted to have this little episode today to to remind you that no matter how you're feeling today, it's okay. Whether you're sad, heck, whether you're happy, whether you're angry or frustrated or confused, guilty, whatever, however you are feeling, it's okay. Your feelings are valid. Do not ever let anybody tell you that they aren't, because they are. Your feelings are valid, and it's okay to feel however you are feeling. No matter how many children you have here, earthside, or if you have none earthside, you are still a mother, and this is still a day for you. So I'm here to tell you Happy Mother's Day. I'm so grateful for you. I'm praying for you, whether or not you know me, because I know a lot of the feelings that you're having, and I know the hurt and the heartache that comes with a loss. And I know what a day like today can make you feel like. So I'm just here to tell you that I am on your side. Your feelings are valid. It's okay to feel however you're feeling. And you are still a mother. You are still a mother, no matter how many children you are able to hold in your arms today. Because a loss is a loss is a loss. And those children were your children no matter when you lost them. So, Happy Mother's Day. I'm so thankful for you. And I hope today doesn't sting too bad. I hope that you're celebrated today, and I hope you're loved today by those around you. Thank you so much for listening today. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Pregnancy After Loss podcast. Don't forget to check out the show notes to connect to today's guest and find any resources shared in today's episode. To catch new episodes, subscribe to the show on whichever platform you listen to podcasts. Until next time.